Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and I'm so delighted to be here with you. Well, Thanksgiving has passed us by, but we should always continue to give thanks and give praise. The show tonight is Praise Your Way Through It. I tell you, people have been going through certain situations and circumstances and wondering how they're going to make it through the holiday. But I tell you, if you just praise your way through it, and my co-host Shirley Carter is here, and we're going to talk about that tonight. Shirley?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and I pray that you had a blessed Thanksgiving. And I know, as Val has said, the holidays is a bonus. Thanksgiving has passed, and Christmas is moving in fast. So, you know, we just want to encourage you to stay uplifted and keep praising. And we're going to praise our way into 2017, because 2016 has really been a roller coaster. It has been an experience. It's been some heartbreak, some losses, and some gains, but we're reclaiming it all in 2017. So we're going to praise our way through it. We're going to stand tall, and we're going to stand up for something, because so many of us have failed for so many things in 2016 that 2017 has got to be better, and it's got to be us that make it better, each and every one of us. Has got to do at least one thing to bring in 2017 that you did not do in 2016. So get yourself together, find something or someone that you can bless and help them to praise their way into a new year. Because even though the new year is not here yet, but we can prepare for it and be ready and praise our way through it. Because no matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, and what it feels like, we have got to praise our way through it. And we got to praise and stand tall and keep going. Don't stop and let no one stop you. Because this will be a new year, and it will be a better year. And it will be your best year. So when you claim it now and you take the steps to get there, you and your friends and your family all step through into a new beginning, a new leaf on life, and a stronger will to be the person that God meant for you to be. It's praising our way through, no matter what it sounds like, look like, or what it feels like. Val, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about 2017 coming in. All I could do is just think that what a blessing, what a joy, and what a defeat it's going to be to the enemy. So I'm
praising you know what? I know. You know, last night I got a call saying that a friend of mine had passed away. She was one of the first people, couples, her and her husband at the time, were one of the first couples that I met when I came here to South Florida. And she's a minister of the gospel. And when I got word that she passed away, it just like kind of shook me because, I mean, this was a strong praying woman, excited about God. And I just was like, I just got stuck for a minute. I was like, wow, 2016. you know, it just seems like every week, twice a week, somebody's going on to meet the Lord. I'm praying and hoping, and I'm like, you know, God, I'm so fortunate. I'm so blessed that I'm still here with the activities of my limbs. I'm still able to talk. I'm still able to walk. I'm still able to give you praise. Yes, the storm has been raging. Yes, things have come upon me, but, you know, I can truly say that God has blessed me where there's been light in the midst of the darkness. Yes, if you keep pressing forward, there is light at the end of every tunnel. You know, people say, man, the holidays is coming. I don't know how I'm going to be able to provide for my family. And, you know, the kids are asking for this and asking for that. How am I going to be able to keep up and give them the things that they are asking me for? But you know what? You don't have to go and stress yourself out, because we need to get back to the fundamentals of life. We need to get back to the fundamentals of family. Family is, you know, you go around and I remember growing up and people would say we were poor, but I didn't know we were poor because we ate hot meals, even if it was a potluck soup with my favorite potluck was lima beans with cornbread and rice. And then the other thing, appetizer, we would have some neck bones and string beans and rice. My mother always told me that if you have some rice and you have some bread of some kind and just a vegetable, that's a meal. And I was so happy and excited to get that meal. But see, we're living in a land where it's always in abundance, and we want more than our eyes can see. We want to keep up with the Joneses. If that the neighbor is getting last year was those skateboards, right? If that neighbor got one, we had to get one for our children. Those things were $250 to $500, and we were breaking our necks, spending our light bill and water bill and rent to get that thing for that child. And most of the times, that child didn't even deserve it because he'd been acting a fool in school and disrespecting you. We got to get back to the fundamentals of life of loving one another and appreciating and celebrating one another. We need to get back to instructing our young people on how they should treat others, especially with this 2017 coming in with this newly elected president that we have here. We have got to walk softly. Am I saying walk and be afraid always? No, don't walk and be afraid, but walk upright as men and women, king and queens that we are. Walk with respect and dignity so that you can be treated likewise. We don't have to go with the flow. We have to be the change that we want to see in the world. We have to switch the script on what they think our reality is. We're greater and better than what individuals see us as. So we have to make sure that we get back to the foundations of love, making sure that there's food on that table, and tell that son and that daughter, I'm sorry, mom and daddy can't get it for you right now, but if you continue doing your work, doing what you have to do, we'll try and make it happen. Is it going to happen overnight? No. Is it going to happen next week? No. But it will happen. And guess what? After Christmas passes, about a month later, that same thing you wanted to get for $500 is what? $200 now. So patience, patience, patience. You know, we need to make sure that we're making sure they have clothes on their back and shoes on their feet. And I'm not talking about going out spending $200 and $300 on those sneakers and those shoes either, because you can get some nice, decent pair of shoes and pants. You can get a whole wardrobe for $300. But if you want to go and do name brand, then that's a whole different story. But, you know, back in the day, we were satisfied because we had food, we have clothing, and we had a shelter over our head. That's what it's all about. This is a year of Thanksgiving, a season of thanking God that we can walk, we can talk, and regardless of what it looks like, yeah, it looks like I'm not going to make it. It looks like the rug is being pulled out from under me. Yeah, it looks like I'm not going to make it to 2017, but I'm not looking at what it looks like. I'm looking at the possibilities, and that's what happens. We look more at our limitations than our possibilities. And God is saying it's time for us to rise up and take our spot and be all that he's called us to be. 2017 is quickly approaching, and I know some of you had New Year's resolutions January 1st, 2016, saying all the things you're going to do. But guess what? You can still do those things. I don't care if you loafed around all year round and didn't do what you were supposed to do. It's okay. You can pick up and start moving and working in that direction of your purpose right now. Tomorrow is not too late. It's up to you. It's up to you. You're your greatest asset. Don't let anybody strip that or take that away from you. Be encouraged and celebrate who you are. You're wonderful, magnificent individuals. And God has blessed you to have breath and life in your body. You know, a friend of mine has suffered a stroke and he can't swallow. And I'm telling you, I thought about that thing. I said, you know what? He is still here, and he's fighting to be here. No, he can't swallow and stuff, but God has a blessing even in the midst of that, because sometimes calamity comes so that you can recognize just how much people love you and care about you and willing to sacrifice and do what they have to do to be by your side. So that's what it's all about here in this land of plenty, this land that we should be loving and celebrating one another. It's not all about you, yourself, and I. It's about the vision and the purpose that you are supposed to fulfill on this planet. It is all about us networking and empowering one another. We got to learn how to praise our way through every situation and every circumstance. Is that right, Shirley?
That's right. I mean, and no matter what you do, don't stop praising Him. No matter what happens or what someone else may say to you, don't stop praising Him. And I can't stress enough about finding that one thing or that, you know, someone that you can help or, you know, sow a seed, put a word into them that can help someone. And you would be surprised at what it does for your life. When you do that, you cannot hold on to your witnesses. You cannot hold on to your blessings. You have to share those. That's why they're given to you. And to share them, it means to you will be replenished. Your cup will be overflowing. So learn to praise someone else in the midst of their storm. I would, you know, I have a friend also going through cancer treatment right now, and she's in the hospital. She went there because she had a little fever, but now she's been there 2 weeks. And she was saying she didn't know why God was still had her there. And then she started telling about how she's been witnessing to other people that came in and people that come in for treatment and everything. And the people in the radiation department said there was a new patient been coming for 2 weeks, had not spoken to anyone. And they heard her talking. They heard her praising God and smiling. And all because this friend of mine told her, said, the woman told her, said, I had 100 friends that was surrounding me when I was first diagnosed, bringing me flowers. The man I have in my life said he loved me. He was there for me. But as I began to lose my hair and lose weight and everything, he went away. And those friends are down to 3 now. And those 3 come faithfully still. But the rest of them is like she's contagious. They don't want to be around her. They don't want to return a call. And they never ask, how you doing? She doesn't hear from him anymore. So she felt like she was all alone. And this friend of mine told her, so you're not alone, because none of those friends would die for you, but Jesus did. And now how many of them, they won't even give you a organ, but he died for you. So how can you say you're not alone, that you're alone, that you don't have anyone? You do have someone. And I said to her, I said, that is why you're there. It's not because of what's going on. Every time you get better, you say something else happened. The fever go back up. I said, because God has still got work for you to do right there where you're at. And I shared my experience of spending 30 days in the hospital, that I didn't know what was going on, neither did the doctors. They kept coming in with new diagnoses, but they kept moving me from floor to floor because they didn't know what was going on and they didn't want me to get anything from someone else or give what I had to someone else. But one thing I was able to reflect back on after being out of there for months, that every floor they put me on, I witnessed to someone, even if it was a roommate or a nurse or a housekeeper. And I said, Lord, you had me in there all that time. And when I went to another hospital, within 24 hours, I was diagnosed with what was going on with me and back home in 72 hours. And I was like, why couldn't they do that? They was not meant to do it at the hospital. I was there for a reason, to witness to others, to bring them into the fold and give them hope, even in the midst of my storm, even when the doctor said they couldn't do anything else for me. They had no idea what was going on with me. All of my vital organs shutting down. But yet still, I still praised him and praised him and witnessed to others and got them to praise him. So sometimes
Amen.
The situation may look bad, but it's not bad. Find out
Amen.
Why you're there, and you may not be able to find it out at that moment, but that's why I say you praise through it, no matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, or what it feels like. You continue to praise and hold on to your faith. You are touching and blessing others as you do that. And it only makes you stronger. Each time you do it, you get a little stronger, a little stronger. I'm a living witness that I lived it. I'm not going by what someone told me. I'm going by what I went through. And Val, you can say the same thing for yourself. Because of 19 years, you were there for a reason to do what you're doing today. So he molded you into the woman that you are today so you can help someone else. You couldn't help someone else through your foundation if you had not gone through that yourself. I know
Amen.
At the time you could not see it, but that's, you know, we have to start reflecting back. As, you know, you've said it many times, Al, that we are here, and wherever we're at and whatever we're doing, we have an appointment to be there.
Yeah, I said the thing is,
that time,
wherever we find ourselves in life, we made an appointment to be there, meaning our actions have brought us to that place, and it's up to
yeah.
us to make the adjustment of where we are right now. That's why I say you control your destiny, you control your purpose. It's up to you to be the change that you want to be. Be and see in the world and in your space. And, you know, you're that light. You're that light. When
yeah.
you're in a crowd and, you know, you're the only intelligent one in that crowd, then that means there's nobody else that you need to sharpen. You need to go to another group so that you can be empowered and inspired to go to another level. As long as you're complacent with those people that are around you, either they're going to draw you in or you're going to draw them out. And if nothing is happening after a certain time, but you then you wind up succumbing to the crowd that you're keeping. So it's up to you to be empowered and knowledge and know what that means to be empowered, know what that means to get up, know what that means to get out and start over and begin again. It's hard. It's rough. It's always going to be hard with change because, see, we're creatures of habit. We like going and doing the same old things because it's familiar to us. But once we get up and explore new territory, then the skies are the limit. You open yourself up to more possibilities. My book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, talks about that and how, you know, sometimes we're complacent of where we are, but then there's something always pulling, always dragging you where you want to know more and you're not happy and you get into a place of depression because of the fact that you're not functioning in the full capacity that you're supposed to. And it happens. You know, you get boggled up and depressed and stressed out and headaches and lose weight, gain weight, all this because of not being happy. So, but you hold that key. It's up to you. You can do this. I'm counting on you. 2016 is almost over, and I'm counting on you for 2017 to, you know, reach hearts and empower lives, because that's what it's all about. This is why we do this show every week, because I am dedicated to empowering you to get to next level increase. Whatever that increase is, I just don't want you to be at that same place year after year, month after month, the same place. If you have a testimonial, want to say a word, or, you know, want to praise your way through something, just press 1 and I will cue you in so that you can give up your praise report. Caller 1266, you're live.
Yes. Hi, good evening, Dr. Hagen and Ms. Cheryl. How are you all? It's Faye Angelica.
Oh,
hello, my queen.
Good evening. Good evening. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I just want to commend you all for the commitment and the dedication you have to the line. And just every week is a great message. And that's why when I can, I make sure I don't miss the show. So I just want to commend you all for the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
I know you've been through some things and you've praised your way through it. So I know you got a praise report right there for us. So feel free to share and empower us.
On this one. Well, let me tell you, I was actually speaking to my students this evening, and we were talking about it's every Tuesday, every day of the week, we have a different theme. And today was positive action. And just reminding me, we have to stay positive because in our lives, we've had people who speak death over us, whether that was a negative word or something, a limitation they put on us. But God said he's an unlimited God. God said he owns it all. And when we find our true purpose and identity and calling in Christ, nothing can stop us. And I'm a living witness from I don't even want to take up the whole show because if I give my testimony, it's a lot. But one thing I will say is in each test and trial, and the Bible is so true to its word, that every time that we're tested and tried, there's three things happening. God loves us enough to change and be molded like him. The second thing is we get to find out who God really is. And the third thing, you get to find out who you really are. And through the different challenges that I had in my life, I used to ask God, why me? I was Jobina. Instead of calling myself Job, I used to call myself Jobina. But in the midst, just as David and Job said, now I know God for himself. I'm not standing on my mama prayers, my grandma prayers, or whoever else was praying for me. I know God for myself through the challenges that I have to face in life, but I know I'm stronger. I know my inner strength. I know my true calling. No one can tell me who I am not. Because of those challenges, God had to put me through the fiery furnace. God had to put me through the lion's den. Sometimes I wonder if it was my stubbornness or God just really wanted me to get it right. But despite it all, in the end result, God has a beautiful thing he's doing in our lives. But any person that is truly used by God, read their life story, whether it's a biblical character, whether it's your hero, somebody you look up to. Everyone had to experience something because in knowing who you are in your lowest moment, that's how Christ knew who he was. In the time that he was on the cross when he thought he felt forsaken, even God himself, the Son of Man, had to question God's love for him. So who are we when sometimes church tells we can't question God or, we can't have these doubts? Even Jesus himself had them. But while he was on the cross, that when he had his most profound moment in history that we are still speaking of him today. So I say even in our lives, we are history makers. We are historical characters in our own right, however God sees it fit. So in those times where you are in the valley, you think that God forgot you. He did not. I promise you. I guarantee you as a living witness, he is doing beautiful things in your life. But it's in those valleys when we're stripped away of everything to find out who God truly is. So whoever is struggling in whatever shape, form, or fashion, know that God is with you. If you don't know him, get to know him. If you know him, you're going to find him even better than you found him before. So I just want to give a word of encouragement, especially during the holiday seasons. People tend to get a little depressed or, all these different things that are going on in our world. So I just want to say, whatever you're going through, it is there to build you up and make you stronger. You will not be able to find out who you really are if you don't go through those obstacles that are stepping stones to get you to the promised land in your life that God has placed for you.
Awesome. That Amen. Is so powerful and so true because of the fact that one of the things that you said is you won't be able to be who you are unless you go through what you're going through. That's why some people say, why me? Why not you? He chose you because he knew you had greatness within you. And the only way that you could be great is to stretch you because, like I said, we'll focus on our limitations. That's what we do. We focus on why we can't, and then we try and figure out how. But how is not any of your business. If you start reading materials and studying and walking in the purposes and promises of God and you say, Dr. Parker, what is it? How can I find out what my purpose is? What is it that I'm supposed to do? That simple, that thing that you dream about and toil and twist about, That's what God wants you to do. And you need to educate yourself so that you could expand mm-hmm. your borders. And then, because a lot of times we are creatures of habit, we're lazy. We're lazy. We don't want to press in. We're lazy people. We want things given to us. We like that microwave mentality where, you know, quick, fast, in a hurry. We don't want to go through the process. But we must be able to go through the process. We have to be refined, you know, like that diamond that comes through the rough. That's what it's all about. Some things are going to have to be burned off, shaved off. So that's what it's all about, going through that refiner's fire. So, Shirley, you know, thank you so much, Thayla, for tuning in and supporting the Soul of a Woman Foundation and this radio ministry I have, because this is work, but it's ministry to me, because people are hearing it nationally and internationally and tuning in, and I get emails and texts about it. So I pray that this show has been a blessing to you tonight about praising your way through, no matter what it looks like. Yes, you can praise your way through it. Yes, you've had some losses, but you can praise your way through it. Yes, things seem dark. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. I don't know where my job is coming from, but you can praise your way through it. And I promise you that joy, that light that's shining bright within you, what will happen is somebody will see that spark and want to ignite that flame with you. That's what it's all, praising your way through it so that those iron sharpens iron, so that spark ignites a flame and turns into a big fire. And that's what it's all about, that Holy Ghost fire taking control and exploding and lighting up the world with the Son of the Living God.
Amen. And I want to say, as Giving Tuesday, don't forget Dr. Hagen's foundation. She has a testimony of herself. I got on the call a little late, so I don't know if she shared her testimony, but we all have to learn that God uses our stories as a witness to somebody. And as Dr. Hagen was speaking, in my spirit, it told me, if God told you to do something, the end result may not be how you thought it was, but God always has a perfect plan. So whoever felt like tonight they're listening and God told them to do something, but they don't see it working in their favor, or they don't know how it's going to end, trust God in the process. So blessings on you all. May God continue to bless you all. And I'm always encouraged and inspired on the call. And any way I can be of service, let me know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Call a 5676. You're live. Hello, call a 5676. You're live.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Hi, Dr. Hagen and Shirley, everybody. How are you?
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. You know, one of the greatest discoveries that I found in the Bible, which is rich in discovery, is the verse that says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And what that has come to mean for me is that any time that I enter into the presence of God, I'm coming with a thankful heart, and a thankful heart will naturally lead you to praising God. Another verse that I find amazing is the verse that says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And a lot of times we think that's referring to people, but it's referring to the animals. It's referring to anything that has breath. But what science has found, even rocks give off what scientists call a vibration. I think that it's music. I think that even the rocks cry out and praise him. Even in the space, out in the outer space, the sun, for instance, gives off what scientists call a radio frequency. But I happen to think that it's the sun's way of praising God. Now, for me, that is so significant. I think about the great city of Jericho, great walled city. It was double walled. The thought was that it was an impregnable city. And Joshua and the Israelites, fresh out of Egypt, some years were ordered to march around the city for 7 days. Unusual as far as the manner in which they were to gain victory. Now, any skilled military professional with any kind of military prowess at all would definitely not have chosen the way that God had told the Israelites that they were going to conquer that city. The way they conquered the city is before they sent the military, they sent the priests in front of the military. And what the priests would do is they would blow their horns, and on the seventh day they would not only blow their horns, but they would praise God. And along with the priest carried the ark, which symbolized the very presence of God. So on the seventh day, many of you, if not most of you, know that the city came crumbling down. All its fortified walls, its double-walled buildings came tumbling down, all except for the one that Rahab was in. But that's another story. But the point that I want to make is the Lord went before the military, and the praisers were carrying the Ark of the Covenant that symbolized his presence. So what that says for me in my personal life is this: whatever my enemy may be, whether it's financial, whether it's health related, whether it's relational, whatever my foe may be, I've learned to go before the Lord with a very thankful heart for everything that he has done for me. And as a natural result, I lift up praise to him. And I'm going to tell you, the walls come tumbling down. And it's such a rich story, such a rich, poignant point for me, because without fail, I have seen victory after victory after victory. Now, I'll tell you, the times that I have failed is when I've tried to do things in my own strength. So I've learned that in everything to give thanks, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate this show, speaking of praise, because I really think that we really don't really understand just what it is that he's done for us. I mean, the very fact that many of us have thought that every time we sin that God is waiting to pounce on us. If God hated us, he hates sin, but if he hated us, he would never have sent Jesus. And I think about this, the very creator of the earth became his own creation. And of all the great events in the history of mankind, of all the great men and women that have historical value for us, the single most greatest event in history is the fact that Jesus came to earth born of a virgin, and that he died on a cross, which was not a tragedy. It was a triumph. And that alone, if he does nothing else for us, that alone should cause us to give him genuine praise of heart.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Ken. Dr. Hagen had to depart, and we planned a short show tonight. But with what you just said, it's a good point to stop and for everyone to meditate on that. And for you to give such a good analogy of how God has worked in your life. And a lot of us can really relate to that. But when we put it all together, it was already written on what he does for us and how he goes before us, even before our enemies. And again, it proves that no matter what it looks like, if you stay tuned, stay focused, and keep the faith, and keep praising your way through, he will tear down the biggest walls. He will take care of your finances. And a lot of people think that when I say that when they said, take care of my finances, I didn't get any more money, but you didn't get any more bills either. And you wonder how your bills get paid. And I know there's been many times I've looked at my checkbook and said, it's not adding up. It's not adding up. How was I able to cover this? How was I able to do this? I tried to do it myself. That's when I failed. But if I trust him and truly trust him from my heart, not just saying it, but from the heart. Is that your experience, kids, from the heart? Or is it just the words? I believe it's from the heart. When you go there, that's when you can do it. And that's when he does it for you. So I want to just encourage everyone to praise your way through it, no matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, or what it may feel like. And whatever your issues you may have that you need to deal with, whether it's enemy, whether it's finances, whether it's family, whether it's your health, praise your way through it. And we want to thank you for joining us tonight for another Hot Topic. And come back and join us next week as we have another show for you. Stay tuned, stay focused, and praise your way through. Thank you so much. Ken?
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Good night, everyone. Yes, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
And, God bless you.
And God bless you, too. And God bless all our listeners. Thank you, and have a good night.
All right.